You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Rumors continue that many people are riding the Cincinnati streetcar without paying the fares. But officials say riders are being checked. SWRTA's Paul Grether says the agency is following industry best practices concerning fares.
And they recommend that in a new system, you check about 25% of the people. Those checks occur at random. We have a different schedule every day. Sometimes it's early in the morning, sometimes it's during the day, sometimes it's at night, sometimes it's the entire day. So the public will never know when the checks are going to take place.
Grether says 99% of the riders checked have paid their fares. Those who haven't are being cited. A first-time violation is a $100 fine, and a second offense increases to $200. Cincinnati police officers working off-duty for the streetcar operator are checking passengers for fares. Meanwhile, Metro is getting ready to start selling monthly summer passes for the Cincinnati Bell Connector. Metro's Sally Hilver says the promotion is called Connect to Summer Fun.
They are in production as we speak and should be here by May, so we intend to start selling them in May. Costs $50 a month, set by the city. Good for unlimited rides each month on the streetcar. So you can choose to buy one, you could choose to buy two or three, but this is one that we're able to do under federal regulations.
A similar promotion is also being planned for the fall months, too. Some city council members expressed concerns about the passes costing $50 a month, which is just $10 less than buying a $2 daily pass for each day of the month. Council and the city administration will be discussing whether the summer passes should have a lower price. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.